or before that to get all that stuff off.
Need to clean it, you know.
Okay, clean it or clear the
land.
Something like that. Okay. What about if you have just cut some hay off a piece of land or something like that, and after you've cut it, what do you call the grass that comes up right after you've cut it? When it comes up a second time, you call that the what?
Yeah, I guess that'd be hay.
Okay, do you ever heard people talk about the second cutting
second
or something
cutting,
like
yeah.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about, you know what you call a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
A crop that came up that I didn't plant. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people talk about a volunteer crop?
Yeah, well, right, I know that, but I'm trying to think of, you know, think of, I can't think of it now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about if a farmer raises wheat, right after he cuts the wheat, he ties it into, you know what you call that thing that he ties the wheat into? Ties the loose wheat up into a...
Too funny, buddy. Did you get back to that other question? What was the answer on that?
Oh, the other question about a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Mm.
That's a volunteer crop, I
say. Mm. Mm. Yeah, I said that's what they call a volunteer crop. I'm talking about what?
This question right here.
Mm. No, the one you said volunteer crop, that's what you call it, right? Volunteer
just
came up.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. Yeah. Now this, if a farmer was growing wheat and he's cut the wheat, you'd say he ties it up into a what? You ever heard people talk about a bundle of wheat or something like that?
Yeah. All right,
well, let's say you've got several of these bundles. These bundles are piled up into a what? What would you call that?
Bundles. Tied up to a big bush.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people use the word a shock? You know, shock this? A shock of wheat? Hadn't heard that?
Too much of that.
Okay. All right. What about this type of grain that horses like to eat, that you feed to horses especially?
Grain?
Yeah, type of grain fed to horses.
I don't eat grain.
What about oats?
Oats?
They supposed to feed oats.
It's something I never...
Yeah. What about, talking about oats, do you know what you call it that you do the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it, from the stuff that the horse doesn't eat? You heard people talking about thrashing the oats?
Thrashing.
Not familiar with that?
Not on the horse.
Okay. All right, we'll get off that for a minute.
Mm.
What about if we have a job to do, if you were telling somebody who's got to do the job, you'd tell them that okay, who?
You and I.
You and I have to do the job. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's
for both of us.
For both of us, okay. What about if it's not, if I'm not doing the job with you, if you and another fella are doing the job, you tell me that and are doing it.
So three?
If you and another fella were doing the job, you tell me that and...
He and I.
Mm-hmm. He and I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the... Let's say you go over to a person's house, and they're expecting you to come over, and you knock on the door, and if you didn't use your own name, if somebody inside asks, who is it, you just say, oh, it's
me. Call the name.
Okay. And what about if a fella you're expecting, him to come over, and he knocks at the door, and you're inside, and somebody asks who it is, and you know who it is, you'd say, oh, it's just, if you didn't use his name, you'd just say it's just
a friend, you know, John Doe.
Okay, or instead of saying something like, you know, it's me, you just say, oh, it's just